Alechem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for having already Marasi Sheikhu, Billy Nishmas, Marasas, the best for Shmuel, Marashanabas, the Kanamasantahanabas of Mezev, and the schus for Fuas Chaya, Yochavit Fege, Bas Michali with Espasia, Shaklai Sol, Restrictoras Tito Vida, Yosef Ben Alexandra, and Moshe Ben Peshtar, I saw Moshe Mordechai, Rachel Atzlach, Rachel Maaseh Dehen. There was a very great Rav who lived in the previous century, and Rav Nachum Mendel Kasher. He was just an incredibly broad Talmud Chacham, many different areas of Jewish scholarship, and his magnum opus was the Torah Shlema, where he gathered so many different midrashim on the psukim, with endless ha'aros and articles. Just an incredible, incredible scholar. And he also was less well known, but he was also a meishiv. He was a posek. And he has a set of svarim called the Divrei Menachem. In addition to that, and all of his many other svarim, apparently not everything of his has been published. So I came across a tshuva of his that he wrote to Rabbi Eliyahu Young. Rabbi Leo Young was the rabbi of the Jewish Center in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, 86th Street. Rabbi Young lived a long life. I still remember when I was a little boy, and he was still alive, and I was told that he used to walk up from, I think, 34th Street or something to 86th Street every Shabbos. He would make the long trek up to Shul by foot, of course. And he was really, you know, one of the top American modern Orthodox rabbis and also scholars. You know, back then they were a lot of rabbis, but not so many of them were such great scholars, meaning the old school rabbis, the European ones, who came after the war, some before the war, more of a Haredi bent, what we would call today. There were many great, great Talmid Chachamim, but the rabbis of modern shuls, can't say that all of them were the world-class Talmid Chachamim. But Rabbi Dr. Young was... In addition to being a gentleman, he was also a scholar. He was also European-born. He wasn't American-born, but he was in America for many years, and he led the Jewish Center, which is quite a prominent to this day, a prominent congregation, very wealthy congregation. And so he has a letter that Rabbi Kasher spent some time in Manhattan. And I think he was commissioned by Yeshiva University. Maybe he was working on the Rogatchover. He has some together a sefer on the Rogatchover, and his chakiras, philosophical and Kabbalistic chakiras. The Rogatchover was mamish, an unbelievably great gaon. So he was somehow affiliated with Yeshiva University. Anyway, he was in New York for some time, so maybe that's how he knew Rabbi Young personally. And so Rabbi Young asks him about shaving on Chol HaMoed. Shaving on Chol HaMoed. So as a hakdama, I just want to say that the minhag of the Olam, if you walk on the street in Bnei Brak, and in Yerushalayim, and in Lakewood, and in Flatbush, and you see Jews who are normally clean-shaven, on Chol HaMoed, they are all going to have 5 o'clock shadows. They're all going to have little birlach growing on Chol HaMoed, and that's Pashtus HaGemara, Pashtus Divrei HaShulchan Aruch, that one is not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. I'll say that as an hakdama, and then we'll get to the tshuva. This was a tshuva written in The 11th of Menachem Av in 1944. And this was found, this was held by Yeshiva University. Yeshiva University has Rabbi Young's archives, Rabbi Young's manuscripts, etc. And it was published by Professor Shapiro. So we have to give a yashar koach to Professor Shapiro for both finding this tshuva and doing the world a favor and publishing it. So thank you. And he adds footnotes as well. I think the footnotes are from Professor Shapiro. And at the beginning, he's talking about something else. Talking about a din in Hilchos Shabbos, not exactly clear what, but he says something very interesting. If you just look at different neschos, you can answer a lot of kashas. If I look at different neschos, I prefer finding an old manuscript, an old text to answer a kasha, then a lot of pilpulim. I think they call it in modern English casuistry, that I was accustomed to writing in my youth, because the Rishon is MS, in other words, finding the correct text is MS, and Vasheni and all the pilpulim, if there's a correct text and you're just basing yourself on the incorrect text. So that's just chidda da seicha, that's just sharpening your mind. But that's not the emes. The emes is like the text actually says, not like the text doesn't say, and you have a whole pilpul to answer it. Va'emes chaviv me'akol. And the truth is more beloved than anything. Yeshiti kuntris gadol taritz kama v'kama kushis gadolis v'atzumis b'shas. A lot of very shver kashas, I have a whole kuntris. Just by finding the correct girsa. Just by finding the correct girsa, I can answer their kashas. What I'm very curious about is if this was published. That'd be great to see. You know, you have all these kashas and all the pilpulim, and he says, "Yeah, but look at what the text really says." Of course, many would argue with that and say, "Who says that this is the correct text? Maybe the other text is the correct text." So, you know, just because there's a different girsa doesn't necessarily mean that it's the correct one. In any event, that's how that's the first part, but that's not about where we're getting at. Is Advar Rabbeinu. So your Ha'ara. Bring a raya for Rabbeinu Tam that he's matir to shave on Chol HaMoed if somebody shaved on Erev Yom Tov. So here you have a heter of Rabbeinu Tam to shave on Chol HaMoed if you shaved on Erev Yom Tov. Medivrei Rambam meperish Mishnayis Moed Katan shkoytsev heter lachavis big day pishtam Chol HaMoed mishum she mislach lachin harve mehera uledamis lemusa lemusa kvitsa legiguach. So the Rambam says in the perish Mishnayis that you're allowed to wash flax garments because they get dirty very often. So too, if a person has to shave because it keeps growing, you already tried to shave an Erev Yom Tov. The reason you're not allowed to shave them Chol HaMoed is so you don't come into the Yom Tov not looking good. You have to make sure to get your hair cut before Yom Tov. But once the guy already did, and he did what he was supposed to do, and he wasn't lax, and now it's already, his beard is growing back. His hair is growing back on his head, and he thinks he doesn't look good already. So, or maybe he didn't get enough of it cut off, whatever it may be. But he wasn't lax. So, Rabbeinu Tam wants to be matir him. The Rambam also was matir. Doing kibbutz, if you have a garment, which is not your fault, we want you to do your laundry before Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov. But if you do what you're supposed to do, and it gets dirty on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov, it gets dirty a lot, big day pishtan. So you're allowed to wash them, just like big day pishtan on Mislach Lech Harvei, so too. Person who shaved an Erev Chag can also shave on the Chol HaMoed. V'kivein bazel echad min arishonim kmo shavar lekaman. And you are mechavin to one of the rishonim, as I will explain later. And you have a limud schus for those charedim, those very firm Jews. You know, back then charedim didn't mean what it does today. Who were relying on the node of Yehuda, that's the famous node of Yehuda, Madura Kamensin and Yekimel, Madura Tinyanis and Manim Sadi Teskofalov, Shapoisek Bishas Hatzarich. Writes here, b'shas hatzorich, meaning shas hatzorich. This mochal shitas Rabbeinu Tam v'mikilim b'giluach b'cholamoy. Echtov lo ma shamarti pam le'echad migdali rabbanim ba'America. This is what I told a certain American rabbi who spoke against those people who are mako. And I told him, shebevadei ein ani me'ela morim l'haka l'ach l'maisa. L'ach l'maisa, I don't pass in the kula. We have to keep the Shulchan Aruch according to its simple meaning. That means we have to learn their situation. There are a lot of rabbis from Lithuania and Russia who don't protest when their wives are going bareheaded. Even though it's Asur Daraisa, for a woman has to cover her hair. It's based on a pasuk. And there were Mekel based on Rashi and the Rambam. There's a famous tshuva of Rav Yosef Meshash, who was a Iraqi Rav. And he brings this inyan of women not covering their hair, quotes the Gemara, because it says by a sota that you uncover her hair. And here you see the Gemara says women normally have covered hair. And Rashi says, from the fact that we uncover her hair, we're doing mida keneged mida. She wanted to become beautiful by uncovering her hair and showing the man how gorgeous she is. So mida keneged mida, we uncover her hair. So you see from this that uncovering your hair is aser, because that's what she did to become beautiful in front of her boa. So we do it mida keneged mida to the sota woman. Or, says Rashi, another pshat, says upara, mashma, that until then it wasn't parua. And now you're uncovering it. Until then it was covered. So you see that women normally don't go with their hair uncovered. So Meshash writes that according to the first reason, that they're Megala Sarah in order to be Menavel her Begalui, she wanted to look good, so we're uncovering her hair. Mash Meshah Nanu Sha'asulana Legala Sarah Barabim Menavel Elchina. In other words, mashma, that we're now let it make her look, we're now let it disgrace her in public. But we do so here for mida keneged mida. If she wants to, she can. She wants to, it's a disgrace for her to go with uncovered hair because it's immodest. But if she wants to disgrace herself, she can do so. That's how Rav Meshash learns the first pshat in Rashi. Of course, one can argue with that very easily. That's how he learns the first pshat in Rashi, that we're not allowed to disgrace her by uncovering her, but she's allowed to disgrace herself. And according to the second shot, Rashi says that until now her hair was covered. Because it's not the derech of Benos Yisrael to go with the hair uncovered. It's not the derech, but who says that it's mamash asur? Excuse me. Mishum shem derech Benos Yisrael, it says Pros Rosh. Mash mesha asur. Mash Mesha Asra La Gam Atzma Legala Saira. She's not allowed to be Megala her Sar. And the Pasuk is telling us she shouldn't change from the way of Benos Yisrael. So according to the first parish in Rashi, there's no Asur at all. She wants to, she can do it. And according to the second parish, It's not because of the Etzem HaDavar of Gilui Sar, just because it's the minhag of Benos Yisrael to go that way. In other words, since the minhag of Benos Yisrael is to go with covered hair, she shouldn't go with uncovered hair. But, because it's a lack of tznius. But today, that women go with uncovered hair. I remember growing up in the 70s, and it was very rare in the modern Orthodox community to find a woman whose hair was covered. And certainly coming from Europe, these women, many of them remember their mothers from Europe. They didn't cover their hair. And like he said, even Rabbanim, wives of Rabbanim didn't cover her hair. I don't want to say his name, but not one, but two very well-known Rosh Yeshivas in America, their wives didn't cover her hair. One started covering her hair after her husband became a Rosh Yeshiva in America. And the other one, or slightly before, but for a while it wasn't covered. And the other one, I don't know if she ever covered. That was the custom. So Rav Mishash says, according to the second parish, that it's not the derech, that back then it wasn't the derech, but if today it's the derech to go with uncovered hair, then it's mutter. So basically, based on these diukim from Rashi, we try to find the limitz chosamun to not go with covered hair. By the way, this Rav Mishash isn't accepted, and women have to cover their hair, and obviously it's not a question anymore today. But this is a limitz chos on those who don't. And then he also says in the Tshuva of the Rambam, which, where he gets it from the Rambam, I don't know. And either does the footnote here. So if we're not starting up with the women who are uncovering their hair, why are we starting up with the men who are shaving on Chol HaMoed? There's Samechem Rabbeinu Tam. There's Samechem the Noda B'Yehuda, who is Samechem Rabbeinu Tam. And it's only in Isser de Rabbanan, the Rov HaShitas, the Noda B'Yehuda's Matir Adei Po'al Ani, to give a poor person some parnasa. Rabbeinu Tam is Matir Stama. We have to learn schus. If they're not doing it mitoch zilzul, they're not doing it to be disrespectful. They're not doing it out of lack of appreciation for the greatness of the rabbis. They're doing it because they think it's mutter for other reasons. We have a Ramah. Rov poskim it's aser darais even chutz laaretz. Now Rama says, "Don't be moral iser because mutu shishogin vayu mezidim." So that's why in America, until only a few decades ago, almost everybody was eating chadash. Certainly in Europe, I have a cousin who's a father-in-law, named Mr. Herman. He was once learning chumash and he got to the iser of chadash and he went to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and he says, "How come no one keeps this?" He said, "I do." He looked into it and that became one of his life's work. Wanted to spread that people shouldn't eat chadash and chutz laaretz. So today it's the new grain. So today it's much easier. Today you have so much yashan going around. But back then it was very uncommon. So we have to be malamit zchus, says the Rama. So let's try to be malamit zchus and those who are shaving on Chol HaMoed. B'nidon giluch b'Chol HaMoed, v'arichu kadmoi basroi v'atur, v'vidas rabbeinu tam shim gilach koidem ha-moed mutu lagalech b'moed. Rabbi Natan said, if you did it before the Moed, it's Mutter on the Moed. The Noda B'Yehuda wants to be Mekel, Aydei Pol She'en L'ma Yochal. The Achronim didn't like this hat there. The Noda B'Yehuda writes, V'mishabav olech etzosorim v'duksim v'rogel esabir v'cholei she'tsar godel ulo v'gufo l'gad esam v'gad l'lag v'kelos. He goes, listen, a guy's going among, he's going around very important people, all these dukes and big-time politicians, and it's a tsar godel for him. So you can be somech. So he has mitzad tsar gadol, mitzad that it's a lag v'kelas. He's going to be made fun of. He's going, normally he's clean shaven, and now he's walking around with a little bit of a beard, with a lot of fuzz there. So for that reason, it's mutter. He doesn't feel comfortable. Everybody sees his stubble. So we can be made makel. Another reason, mipnei shochem l'skalech etzel agoyim, shel yodim ech legalech behetra adei misparim disam l'chenitra adei Yisrael. Anyway, people are going to goyim, who don't do it al pi halacha, they use a straight edge razor, so therefore adei Yisrael better do it in a mutter way. U'b'shut chasim sofer gilaot sod v'tam komus she'ini yasano d'vid alak me'ishro mashchisim ba'am b'tar v'imigadus kanu b'chol moed yakidei lakuf rosh l'ikr v'shuv achar yamtuv yashchis b'tar. This is another reason. A lot of Jews are using straight-edged razors. And if they don't shave every day, after, by the time Yontif is over, there's going to be enough hair that the cutting off the shaving with the straight edge razor is going to be an Issur Daraisa, many Issurei Daraisa. So therefore, in order to prevent the Issur Daraisa afterwards, just make sure to shave every day. And then when they're using the straight edge razor, there's never going to be enough hair that the person's over the Issur. So better be matir, the Issur Darabanan and Chol HaMoed, so no hair is growing, so that the shaving with the straight edge razor isn't an Issur Daraisa afterwards. Because if there's enough hair, could they luckle for Osh L'Ikra, that you can bend the hair that the top goes to the bottom, right? You can bend the top of the hair that you can then touch your face with it, so that's already enough hair. That shaving with a razor is daraisa, so let them shave every day, so that doesn't grow, and this way they'll save themselves an Issur Daraisa after Yontif. Vagdolim b'shaito gom rishol me Amsterdam yatzu negdo b'dvarim charifim v'lo eskimu le'atero. They didn't like the Nod Yehuda's heter. Nod Yehuda takif b'daito. Nod Yehuda was not a kat lakanya ba'agmar. He was not a lightweight in Nod Yehuda. So he didn't retract. He didn't retreat. Rabbeinu Tam u'yochid b'shitaso, and the Rishonim didn't write why what his reasons are. Amnam Keis Nizgalon of Echad Men Harishonim Shenitvas Miksav Yad Perush. He always has these Ksav Yads. This Rabbi Kasher Perush Amoed Katan Talmidei Shel Rabbi Yechiel mi Paris, which was published in Yerushalayim in 1937. Otz Rishonim Amoed Katan Daf Yidal Rabbi Aleph. He brings such a shita. Yesha Yerotzim Lahatu To Lashayach Lemiknesei Mehaytaim Shel Yekanis Regal Menuvel Shel Yegilach Kodim Regal. Some people want to be matir because you can't give him a knas that he didn't come into the regal. You don't want him to go into the regal menuvel. You want him to make sure he got his haircut before Yamtif, but this guy got his haircut before Yamtif. And this is like we learn in the Gemara in Moed Katan that if somebody has only one chaluk, if somebody has only one garment, if they are mechabesit, if they washed it before the regel, they can wash it on the regel. So there is docha, and he says, no, it's not a good raya, because there it's a zohar mochiach alav. And you can tell by the fact that he's wearing a belt that he doesn't have his normal garment, and he's covering it up, that he only has one garment. So there you can tell, but here you can't tell. The akopanim, you see, one of the shittas harishonim says that if you're a megalech lifnei aregel, then it's mutter. And the fact that the tchiyah that they bring from the Gemara, no, there you can tell because you can tell by his belt that he's covering it up, that he's wearing his overcoat because he doesn't have his regular garments. You can tell. So this is not brought by the Rif Rush in the Rambam. It's not a kashan Rabbeinu Tam how he compares, because I there you know that he has only one garment, but they don't bring that. The Rishonim don't bring that. You there you know he only has one garment. And then you have your raya from Klei Pishtan that the Rambam is matir that get dirty all the time. So since they get dirty all the time, you can wash them. So to here, the guy, the hair keeps growing back and he's ragil to wash it. So he's ragil to shave. So it would be mutter. So we have Rabbeinu Tam, we have the Noda Yehuda, and we have your raya. Isn't that great? And here he brings a whole list of kasha was a brak yotzim of cases where matir mitzad mitzdar, amar of mitzdar patur min hasukah, and v'im yochal ban nikra hedjo tichsiv derachel da'achin noam. Okay, that's not such a good raya. That's teishu came to duru, ein adam dar b'mokum shem mitzdar. That's not. I don't know. That's a raya for here. There's no being of teishu came to duru. Rambam says mitzdayer, mishen dato miyushevus alav, is pater from wearing tefillin. And Rabbeinu No Manoch writes, even though other mitzvahs mitzdayer has to be miyashiv his das, here he's going to be mesiach das. Why is that a riot? Because you have to be thinking about your tefillin. If he's mitzdayer, he's not going to be thinking about his tefillin. But anyway, here's another case of Ramat Mishal Mitzad Mitzdayer. And he brings the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh. The Mitzdayer is Patur Mikol Yisurim D'Rabbanan. However, it's well known that the B'Samim Rosh is a Ziyuf, and it was a fake, and it was a reformer, and it was stay away. They call it not the Kisvei HaRosh, the Kisvei HaRosh. So it's not that's not something we can rely on. And the Or Samech goes against this. Yishtakeh Adavar V'lo Yoymar. V'lo Matzanu Dinit Chashum Mitzvah Mepnei Tzara. We're not matir mitzvahs al tsar, but maybe here we have that you're allowed to cut the mustache. Then in Gzizah Sar Safa, Shemutter, and the parish of the Rash Hayasim Lamoid cut mishum shezem mitzar lehaadam. So you're allowed to cut the mustache if it's mitzar a person. Chen rad mivor shem world adadina detadikol b'shinami kisafen akeves dami. Even a little bit, since we're very sensitive. So in other words, we're allowed to, if it stops you from eating, you're allowed to cut the mustache, even a little bit, any amount. And I'm an istinus, he said. So all the mustache is like, bothers me. So just like we see here, there's a heter al tzar. The Gemara doesn't say tzar, but one of the Rishonim says tzar. So we have a heter if it's ma'akev the mechila because it's going to cause you tzar. So maybe here also it's going to be mutter because of tzar. If it causes a person tzar not to shave. So again, we have other places in halacha that are mutter because of tzar. But again, those are different reasons that don't apply here. And then he cites the Or Sameach that that Bizayam and Kavod HaBrius is even greater than Tzar. And therefore, Mishum Kavod HaBrius, Radocha Lo Sasei Shel Devrayim. There it's a Sheba Al Taisa. But we do find that Bizayam is greater than Tzar. So here, that a person's going to feel Bizayam, he's going to feel embarrassed, that's even more than Tzar. So we have the Rabbeinu Tam, who's Matir, if he shaved an Erev Yom Tov. We have the Nodav Yehuda, who's Matir Al Yedei Poel Ani. And we have various reasons. Better a Jew do it than a guy who's going to shave with a straight edge razor. Better keep doing it every day because after Yom Tov, it's going to be, your hair, guys, gonna, people's hair going to be long enough and they're going to end up shaving the straight edge razor, which we hope neither of those reasons would apply anymore today. But then we have the reason that, just like if you have one garment, so you only have a way to have a clean garment is to wash it every day, so you have a heter to do laundry, so too. This person's accustomed to having a clean shaven face, so you could shave it every day, just like he's normally accustomed to doing. We have various heterim for mitzvahs al tzar, Not to do mitzvahs because of tzar. We have special aterim. In general, we're not matir al tzar. But here it's bizayon. He's going among all these dukes and ministers, or maybe at work, and he has to be clean shaven. He has to look mechubedik. So it's a kavod habrius and tzar, and obviously simchas yamtif, and also to look good for yamtif. I've heard that svar also. That the whole point is that you're supposed to shave before to look good. So if a person is walking around with stubble, that's the opposite. That doesn't look good. Back then, people had beards. So you get a haircut in your head, and maybe you trim your beard, and then you look good through the whole Yom Tov. But if a person's clean shaven, and then he looks, you know, you see it's interesting. People look like avelim on Chol HaMoed, right? Avelim walk around with a little stubble like that. So we walk around during Omer. In other words, people are walking around with their Omer beards. So this is like a little bit of an Omer beard. It's the opposite of what Chazal meant. Chazal meant that you should look good for the sake of Yom Tov. So here, if you don't shave every day, you won't look so good. Another svari here to be mekel. So again, we have the Rabbeinu Tam, and we have the Noda B'Yehuda, and we have other svaras we saw, and the Mela, what Rabbi Kasher's Kavana was, like he said very clearly, was to be Melamed Tzchus on all of those Jews who are shaving in Chol HaMoed, especially today. There's still a lot of Jews, I think, who shave in Chol HaMoed. So it's much, much better. You know, those who listen to my shiur maybe know that I'm a big chassid of the great Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik lover, who has many tshuvas where he takes very tamua things Jews are doing that seem to be against halacha, and he's melamed tzchus b'ofen nifla, that he doesn't want Jews to do averis. He loves Jews. Some people like to find, oh, they're doing this wrong and this wrong and this wrong and this wrong. And so, it's better that we find that Jews are doing things right. They say you want to raise good children, you want to be a good spouse. You know, catch your spouse, catch your children doing something right. Oh, that was great that you did that. Oh, it's great that you did that. And every time they do something right, you catch them doing it right. And when they do it wrong, it's usually good to turn the other eye very often. Not always, but often. L'halimayin. So that's also here. You know, Jews are doing something, so find the schus, and they mean well. Mechtavi concludes, Hanal shetchalti lichtov b'shavu avar nisha munach ad hayom yom aleph. עקב כי חשבתי להמשיך עוד כמה עניינים ששנוגעים לנידון זה. אמנם רוכחני להפסיק כי תרדוסה עם רובס ויתוי סליחה. The truth is, I pushed off writing this letter because I thought I'd add on things, but I have to stop now. Kasha was super busy his whole life. And Vito Aslicha, and I'm sorry. Yedido Lanetzach, your friend forever. Hadore Shlomo, who seeks out of your peace. Belev and Nefesh, with heart and soul, signs his name. And then he concludes at the bottom. Doresh Shlom L'mishpachto Anichbada, Drisha Shalom L'mishpachto Anichbada. Send regards to your Rebbetzin. He writes Mishpachto, which usually means that it's a newer way of saying your Rebbetzin. V'chein Drisha Shalom Me'ishti HaKavoda Tichya, and also regards from my Rebbetzin, I guess, to your Rebbetzin. Okay, or maybe to both of you. I don't know. But what I do know is that Baruch Hashem, we learned Tzchus. For those who do shave, for those who don't shave, also great, Pashat Shulchan Aruch, and we should be zoche, that Drachei Adar Chenom, Mechol Nesivasei HaShalom, always going in the ways of peace and love, and trying to track Gitzo of Yidden, to think positive things about Jews, and not the opposite, Chas V'Shalom. Okay, thank you so much for listening, and it was a schus to used to find that long-lost tshuva in the archives of Rabbi Young, which found their way to Yeshiva University, and was later published, L'Simchas Lev Kulanu, and I hope that we're able to see many more tshuvas from Rav Kasher, and much more Torah from Rav Kasher, because his Torah is phenomenal, and he was a great gaon, Baki Neira V'Atzum Ad Moed, and hopefully we'll be zochet to see a lot more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.